4.18. 1.
Tim.
If you could have lived in another historical period, which period would you choose?
I would have chosen the 60s and 70s because of the music of that time. I thought the musical revolution, you know, you had the Beatles coming over to America and just the music. And it was a different culture at that time. I would have liked to experience that.
Which historical figure do you particularly admire?
Admire? I'd have to say Abraham Lincoln. He was pretty impactful on our country. You know, he had a lot of revolutionary viewpoints at that point in time that really put this country in a direction that I thought was pretty unique and necessary at the time.
2.
Edmund.
If you could have lived in another historical period, which period would you choose?
I think probably ancient Rome, probably of the 1st, 2nd century AD, I think, because I'm most interested in that sort of period. Quite like the idea of living in Italy. So.
Which historical figure do you particularly admire?
So many. I suppose I've always had a fondness for sort of the great generals like Alexander or Wellington or people like that, I suppose.
3.
Mark.
If you could have lived in another historical period, which period would you choose?
I think sort of ancient Greece quite appeals, I have to say. Sitting around in a toga, doing lots of thinking. Ancient Greece.
Which historical figure do you particularly admire?
I would say Leonardo da Vinci, principally because he is that archetypal Renaissance man, you know, a true polymath, genius, really.
4.
Amy.
If you could have lived in another historical period, which period would you choose?
I think it would probably be the Victorian period, because they always used to dress up so magnificently during the day, and I look around the streets nowadays and see people wearing jeans, and that seems very normal. So I think it would be very interesting to go back to a period like Victorian England when they dress very elaborately and see if that's normal and that what's casual and what's well dressed. I think that would be really interesting. So nothing historical.
Which historical figure do you particularly admire?
Gosh, I'm not really sure. I do very much admire Shakespeare. That's probably a very typical answer, but I think his writing's absolutely phenomenal and very much ahead of its time when he was writing it. So I'd say that's the most influential person I can think of.
5.
Jerry.
If you could have lived in another historical period, which period would you choose?
I think maybe the 1950s. I wouldn't want to go very far back. I think the 1950s.
Why?
I think it was quite at least in Britain, it was quite an optimistic time. I think society seemed to be progressing well and science seemed to be progressing well, and it seemed to be a time of hope, a sort of an optimistic sort of time, unlike now, I think, where a lot of things like social developments and scientific developments seem more sort of ambivalent and unclear. I think that was a good time to be around.
Which historical figure do you particularly admire?
I've just read a book about Darwin, about Charles Darwin. I think he was an amazing figure. I think to come up with an idea so simple and so brilliant and to have the courage to publish it, I think he was an amazing chap.